Lord, regarding the Beruach HaChametz, Be'ezrat Hashem will be fulfilled a week from Tuesday night. Halakha says that one must make a bedikah in all places that are prone for chametz. If it's a house that has little children in it, that makes the whole entire house prone to chametz. Cannot limit it to the eating areas of the house, but even the areas upstairs in the bedrooms, under the beds, behind the closets, and all these remote places, chametz will be brought in throughout the year, since there are kids around bringing the chametz. That includes the children's briefcases, pockets of the coats in the closet. That includes the back porch, the front porch. It includes cars, automobiles, helicopters, planes, all other vehicles that one may have. That includes also your office where you work, and any residence that you had or you lived in within, or you were there within 30 days. Therefore, for example, if a person, let's say, is not going to be home for Pesach, the person's leaving, he's, I'm not going to be at Pesach anyway, well, sell my house, leave me alone. But bottom line, it's within 30 days of Pesach. Once you're within 30 days of Pesach, the night before you leave, you must make Medikat Hametz. Without a Medikat. So long as you don't make it on Tuesday night, the night of the official Medikat, you must still make it, but without a beracha. Our custom is, according to Arizal, we take 10 pieces of bread, smaller than a kezayit, very tiny pieces. We wrap them in tin foil or paper, in order not that we should have crumbs on the floor. Paper is probably a better idea, in order the next morning you can burn it, it's flammable. You put it in the paper, you have your kids go around, but you shouldn't let the kids do it without supervision, because you might not know where they put it. Proper to write down exactly where you're putting all the pieces also. The kid should have a documentation so you don't put 10 and find only 9. Custom also is to go around with a candle. We said several times that the tachilah, you should use a candle because that's really the way the halakha was established. But today, since our homes are much more flammable than they were in the olden days, they have couches, you have curtains, you have clothes and things like this, the rugs, old days had stone, they had dirt floors, less flammable. So it was much easier to go around with with a candle. Today, a little more difficult, and it might compromise the check. It might compromise the checking, of course, for the safety of the people. Therefore, Hakam Avadia writes, in a situation as such, it would be permissible to use a flashlight for Bedikat Chametz. But the best thing to do probably would be is start off with a candle. Put the candle in your hand, make the berakah, shekin the channel from the sivanu, on
Bedikat Chametz.
Very good. Biur Chametz.
Biur
Chametz. Because the mitzvah is not to check. The mitzvah really is the stuff that you check, you're going to burn. So therefore, you make the berakah with a candle in your hand. Go around a couple of spots with the candle, yani, for the token. And then you shake the candle out, and you take the flashlight, and you do a thorough check. One more halakha regarding Bedikat Chametz. Many people have a custom to shut the lights before Bedikat Chametz. Kavanah, this custom is a very strange custom and has really no basis. They actually have a basis. The basis of shutting the lights before Bedikat is in order to benefit from the candle. Anyway, the Kavanah says, what does a candle benefit you in the day? So what's one of the lights benefit? But of course, that's not what the halakha meant when it said use a candle. Even when you have the lights on, the candle does benefit you for the corners where the light doesn't go, for under the beds, for in the remote places where there is no light. Therefore, logic tells you if you're looking for something, somebody lost his watch. Does he close all the lights to go find the watch? Of course not. He turns all the light. What's the most light he can have? Therefore, the halakha, it's proper to keep the lights on for Bedikat Chametz. As you enter the room, you turn on the light. And you still use the flashlight for underneath the beds and all those other places, the closets. There's no light in the closet always. You use it for that. Therefore, the halakha says, after the beracha, you go around with the candle originally, then you start with the flashlight, and you keep the lights off. We'll continue these halakha.